Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul, I see you.
All right, John, let's finish up. Coach Carl, let's go.
Hey there, it's Coach Carl here, and welcome to Monday Mentoring on the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Now, we've been speaking a fair bit over the last couple of weeks in and around communication. And one of the key areas of communication is about what you say and what you don't say. So once again, let's use the example of bad news. Now, going into too much detail opens up the potential for legal minefields. Especially if the person being laid off, for example, believes that it's not necessarily because of the reasons that you've talked through, it's the fact that you don't like them or that there's some sort of ism involved in this, whether it's ageism, sexism, whatever the case may be. If you say too much, that's often words that can be misinterpreted or misperceived. So they need to obviously know the reason why the bad decision has been made. But ultimately, that needs to be kept to the bare necessities of what it is that they need to know. But also one of the key things that I want you to think about is that sometimes we get caught up with not necessarily owning the message, and this can lead us down another path. So things like saying, well, personally, I don't agree with this decision, but the company's made this decision, really doesn't help that other person at all. The fact that you personally don't agree with the decision. So don't say it. Don't say it. Another thing that we often hear leaders say is that the powers to be have made the call. Well, it still doesn't. That doesn't make them feel better. It doesn't. So stick to what it is that they need to know. State the reasons why, state them clearly. Talk them through what the actions are going to be and what they can expect over the coming days and what sort of follow-up messages they will be receiving from the company in the example of bad news. So it is something, unfortunately, that leaders need to be mindful of. How do we deliver bad news? Now, the other thing that I want you to think about in this is that often people will try and fill silence. Now, silence is a necessary part sometimes of the communication process. It allows people to think. It allows people to process what's going on. So don't be tempted to fill that silence by gobbling or wobbling on, because that can get us into more trouble than what it's worth. So that's my Monday Mentoring. Thanks for tuning in. I shall see you all again next week. Bye for now.